Hello, and thanks for joining Wicker Park Lutheran Church Sermons. Wicker Park Lutheran Church is a diverse ELCA Lutheran congregation in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. We gather at 10 a.m. to fully live into our incarnational faith as we experience God's presence in the gathered assembly, and we welcome you to join us. In just a moment, you'll first hear with a gospel reading from the associated sermon for the service that you're about to listen to. We hope that that gospel gives you some context before you jump right into the sermon. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.
The Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a member of the Sanhedrin. He came to Jesus by night and said to him,
Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with that person.
Jesus answered him,
Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above.
Nicodemus said to Jesus,
How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?
Jesus answered,
Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. Is with everyone who is born of the Spirit.
Nicodemus said to Jesus,
How can these things be?
Jesus answered him,
Are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who is descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him.
This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Good morning, people of God. I am so happy to join you all this morning at Wicker Park Lutheran Church. Thank you for such a warm welcome. I have heard many wonderful things about you from Vicar Sarah and Pastor Jason, and I'm glad to finally be able to join you all. I also bring you greetings from the leadership team at Lutheran Social Services of Illinois, sometimes abbreviated as LSSI. We are especially grateful that this congregation chose to partner with us for your Lenten project, to support LSSI's behavioral health programs right here in Chicago. Lutheran Social Services of Illinois exists because churches and church people all over the state choose to partner with us in our mission to share God's healing, justice, and wholeness with people and communities. My role is to invite and encourage churches just like this one to partner with us in our important mission, which is why I am so honored to participate in your tradition of Justice First Sunday, especially as a part of this year's Lent theme, Seeking. For over 150 years, the people of LSSI have been seeking renewal for the people we serve and the people who serve with us. Years ago, a doctor at Swedish Hospital asked, "How do we reimagine treatment for people with mental health emergencies?" And LSSI responded with full-time social workers in the emergency department and a daytime walk-in clinic across the street. Years ago, an advocate asked, "How could we reimagine support for children who need ongoing therapy?" And LSSI responded with trained counselors integrated into public schools. Years ago, a social worker asked, how could we reimagine services for people with substance use disorders? And LSSI responded with recovery homes and outpatient centers, where recovery is just one part of a full life. For those neighbors, a new life started when LSSI offered practical options for new experiences of healing, justice, and wholeness. And I'm thrilled to join you all after worship to share more details and data about the ways in which LSSI gets to support our neighbors on their justice journey with the help of partners like Wicker Park Lutheran Church. For no matter where we are on our own personal justice journeys, all of us are seeking opportunities to begin again. Sometimes, like Abram, new beginnings involve very public and very obvious changes toward a promised future. And sometimes, like Nicodemus, new beginnings sprout from deeply hidden doubts and fears. We all have a time when we are seeking a new beginning. Every time we are ready to reimagine what could be, we get to experience God's new beginnings in us, through us, and all around us. But if I'm honest with all of you, I don't always think about new beginnings when I hear today's gospel reading. The lectionary ends without a resolution for Nicodemus. And in our world, John 3:16 is so often used as a trite answer to our faith questions rather than an example of faithfully asking questions in a broken world. And because we know this verse so well, or we think we do, sometimes those of us who grew up hearing it can kind of ignore how much we may have in common with Nicodemus and his search for answers. Nicodemus knows a lot about God. He's a religious professor. He sits on the Supreme Court of the Jewish temple. Nicodemus knows stuff. He knows the scriptures. He knows the rules. He knows the promises. But knowing about God, it turns out, is it the same as knowing God? Nick seems to have found in Jesus' signs and teachings something which he doesn't yet quite understand about God. And so Nick is open to a possibility he hasn't encountered before. And so he comes to Jesus to ask his big, deep, embarrassing question, Do you know how to find God? Jesus doesn't laugh. Jesus doesn't dismiss the question. Jesus doesn't quote the scriptures or repeat the confirmation lessons. Jesus doesn't share a roadmap or a list of commandments or demand a sacrifice or require confession. Jesus looks right into Nick's heart and says, God is found in new beginnings. God is found in your hearts and in your actions. God is already here. And whenever you are ready to reimagine what could be, then you will get to experience God's brand new life. In that midnight wondering moment, Jesus asks Nick the question which he asks all of us. Are you open to a new way of living? For Jesus knew, we all know, Nick doesn't need more answers as much as he needed new experiences. Nicodemus had a chance, friends, then and there to give up everything and follow Jesus, just like Andrew and Peter and James and John had just done. This is only chapter 3. There's a lot to do. Nicodemus had a chance at that moment to run out, tell all of his friends about Jesus, just like the Samaritan woman at the well will do in next week's reading. But like so many of us, Nick's not an instant decider. He needs some time to reimagine what could be. He isn't quite yet ready to experience God's new life inside of him. But even though today's reading sort of leaves us hanging, and we find out, of course, he does leave that room with Jesus, Nicodemus keeps on seeking, keeps on imagining, keeps on experiencing God's presence all around him. I get to work with folks in new experiences at Lutheran Social Services of Illinois. And one of our former clients, Michael, has a story of seeking, has a story of imagining, has a story of asking risky questions in the dark. Michael struggled with addiction for over 35 years and eventually became unhoused. He was sleeping on the street, he was sleeping on trains, he was sleeping wherever he could, and it looked to most everybody as if Michael's life was at a dead end. But it turns out, Michael was still open to a new possibility. Thanks be to God, Michael found help through detox, recovery, and treatment services with LSSI support. Michael's caseworker focused on more than just his addiction and also worked on showing Michael a totally new life, new daily routines, new relationships with others, new possibilities for dignity and security. But before any of that, Michael had to reimagine what could be. Michael had to do the work to try something new. Eventually, Michael got part-time jobs and he became a mentor to other men in recovery. Michael would work with clients to remain sober during transition times, making sure they got from work to home, to meetings, to programs, until they had the confidence and the ability to navigate all the parts of their lives more independently while maintaining sobriety. Michael recently celebrated 5 years sober, which is a great celebration. But the real milestone for him was when his niece offered to let him stay at her house with her and her kids. For Michael, the real sign of wholeness, the real point of healing, the real example of new life was being welcomed back into a family again. Michael can't go back and erase the past. Michael can't get back the 35 years he lost to addiction. But with God's spirit inside of him, Michael and his family and friends get to experience God's new life together. Friends, you and I have different stories than Michael's, but all of our stories are full of new beginnings. For while this new life is personal, it is not private. We all embrace it with other people. And our new beginnings happen even if, like Nicodemus, it might take us a while to embrace a brand new God life. You see, Nick's story didn't end with today's gospel reading. He shows up two more times in the Gospel of John. Later, Nicodemus defends Jesus to the other temple leaders, inviting them to go meet Jesus, offering them a chance to experience Christ's transformative love for themselves. And then finally, Nicodemus' story ends at the cross of Christ. For Nicodemus and his friend are the ones who anoint Jesus' body for burial. It might have taken him longer than the other disciples whose names we know so well, but in the end, it was Nicodemus standing at the cross. It was Nicodemus who bought 100 pounds of anointing oil. It was Nicodemus who found a safe place for Jesus to rest. It was Nicodemus who treats Jesus' body with love, transforming that body from brokenness on a cross to wholeness in a tomb of honor. In the end, Nick found a new beginning through Christ's death. He learned eventually that God is always found in new beginnings. And his story reminds us that even if we need some time to reimagine it, God's new life is found whenever we are ready to let God bless others through us. We need time to practice this new way of living faithfully. We need time to let God's Spirit transform our hearts and our minds and our hearts and our souls into new living examples of rebirth. Sometimes rebirth happens when you're welcomed back home, like Michael was after experiencing a new sober life. Sometimes a new life begins with taking a step towards a promised future, like Abram and Sarah. Sometimes new life begins with bringing your whole self straight to Jesus, like Nicodemus did twice. Whenever our neighbors are ready to experience God's new beginning in their lives, LSSI wants to be there, wants to share God's healing and justice and wholeness during those difficult times of rebirth. Thank you. Thank you for joining us in this joyous mission, this mission to share God's new life with our neighbors, because together we reimagine what could be. Together we get to experience God's brand new life in us and through us and all around us. So may we always be seeking to begin again. May we always be open to reimagining God's love in new and practical ways. Thanks be to God.